Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
A very pleasant good day to you wherever you are right now listening to 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Roy Cotton Jr., also known as DJ RC. Welcome to another live edition of Love and Inspiration, your favorite Sunday radio show here on PJD3, broadcasting live out of Phillipsburg, St. Martin at Plaza 21 on the back street. A very pleasant good day to you wherever you are in the world, listening to my voice on www.pjd2radio.com or on tunein.com by simply typing in PJD2. This wonderful radio show is brought to you in collaboration with corporate partners ANF Catering by Mr. Alfonso Blight, and doing a great job when it comes to catering on St. Martin. And Island Real Estate Team, Arun Jatiani and his team of professional realtors on your way to Simpson Bay, open Mondays through Fridays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm so super excited today because it's going to be an awesome radio show. It's 9 minutes past the hour of 3 p.m. on this glorious Sunday. And I'm with you up until 5 Atlantic Standard Time, 5 p.m. And why I said I'm so excited is because I've had my lunch. That's right. It was not my wonderful wife that prepared the lunch for me today. There's nothing that beats mom's good cooking. So I'm thankful to my wonderful mom, Dorothy Richardson, who's done a really lovely, lovely lunch today. And guess what? Delicious seasoned rice with stewed shrimp and also green salad, potato salad, and oh my goodness, chicken Alfredo. So you know now, with all that good food in the belly, and I had my orange juice and some water, you know you're going to really get an amazing show today. So you're going to say, well, thank you, Roy Cotton Jr., mother, for feeding your son, because you did that. You've given us an awesome show today. So keep feeding him. Just joking around, of course, you know. It's, I'd always let you laugh a little bit. I am watching you. Look at you smiling. Okay. Now, I don't want you to get paranoid. I don't have cameras all over the place. It's just, you know, this Holy Spirit is guiding me to see your smile. There you go. Well, I'm going to be joined by three amazing guests today on the show. That's right, three amazing guests. And they're going to be sharing with you all about a really amazing event coming up on the 23rd of March. That's right, the 23rd of March 2019 here in beautiful St. Martin. These are three young people, and I'm so amazed. You know, it's really brilliant. You just got to take your hat off for the amazing young people on St. Martin. So, ladies and gentlemen listening around the world, just want you to know that St. Martin has fantastic young people. And you're going to hear from these three young people as they share with you all about this very inspiring and creative event on the 23rd of March this year. So you keep it locked in and you're going to hear all about it here on Love and Inspiration. This show is also heard on Bashani Radio in New York and iHeart Radio, voiceofthecaribbean.net. And it just gets better. And I thank the good Lord for his wonderful words he spoke into my heart back in 2007. Back in England to start the show, which you're listening to this very moment. And a very pleasant good day to you. Thank you so much for tuning in here on 102.7 FM PJD3, broadcasting live from, of course, the wonderful back street here in Phillipsburg, St. Martin. I'm your host, Roy Cotton Jr., also known as DJ RC. And this show, of course, is only not listened to on 102.7 FM, but also on Bashani Radio in New York, and iHeart Radio and voiceofthecaribbean.net. Well, today it really gives me a great pleasure, really great pleasure, to introduce to you three young persons who are in the studio with me today. I am so super proud of them. And last year, I must say, I heard and I saw that it was an amazing event that they had. And unfortunately, myself and my lovely wife were unable to attend. But this year, we're going to do our best to attend their event on the 23rd of March, 2019. I'm talking about the wonderful three creative persons, beautiful Malaika Maxwell, who is a wonderful singer. You will hear all about that in just a bit. Also, Cameron Hyman. That's right, Cameron Hyman. He is one of the top-notch photographers on St. Martin. And we've got Kareem Brooks. My goodness, I've heard that he's a top chef. And I've got to taste his food because you know me, I love my food. My wife does really lovely lunches for me on Sunday. And I would like to taste what Kareem Brooks has to really, really cook up there. Not to say that, you know, I'm going to disregard my wife's food. My wife's food is really, really great. So Kareem, my good friend Kareem. We're going to see how that's going to work out. But anyways, microphones are open and I'm saying a very pleasant good afternoon to my very special guest here on Love and Inspiration. And ladies first, of course, so I'm going to say good afternoon to you, Malaika Maxwell. Welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Good afternoon, Roy. Good afternoon, everybody.
All right, lovely. Finally, having you on the show. It's been a long time we've talking about, you know, having you on Love and Inspiration. Mm-hmm. How do you feel to be here finally?
Oh, I'm really happy. I'm happy that we were able to get it done. And even more excited about having Kareem and Cameron here with me.
All right, wonderful. Thank you for being here. And I'm looking over here to my left. A gentleman that I know from since 2011, and I'm talking about a gentleman who has grown, who's doing photography, and we just had a little conversation about photography. I'm talking about Mr. Cameron Hyman. How are you doing today, my good friend?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. And, you know, I spoke to you also to Cameron about being on my show.
Yes, you did.
How long ago was that?
It was probably since I came back from college, I think. So around 2015, 2016.
That's right. 2015, that time. 2016. And now today you are here.
Yes.
But this is not the first and the last time.
Definitely not.
Because we're going to have a sequel, right?
For sure.
Oh, we're talking about sequels already.
Yes.
So you know. All right. Kareem Brooks, the first time I'm meeting you here on the show, I've been hearing a lot about your good food.
Yes. Well, I'm happy to be here. This is my first time on PJD2 radio station. I've listened to it a couple of times.
You mean what, PJD2 or my show?
Yeah, PJD2.
Okay, so not my show.
I'm just happy to be here with Malaika, of course, and Cameron.
All right. Pleasure. Kareem, yeah, let's work this out here first. You listen to PJD2 or you listen to my show? Which one?
Both.
Okay. He's good. You can stay on the program, Kareem. You can stay. All right. Anyways, we'll have to have fun. So let's just talk a little bit here. Now, I do want to really introduce these lovely folks to you out there, ladies and gentlemen. And as I stated before, Malaika Maxwell, born on the beautiful Caribbean island of St. Martin. Music was an integral part of Malaika's life from a very early age. Being surrounded by music at home and involved in her father's gospel band helped her to realize her love for music very early in her life. So that's Malaika Maxwell. Then we've got Cameron Hyman, a St. Martin-based photographer with a passion and spark for anything creative, unusual, and capturing. By studying the style of the greats, Cameron has developed a style that has him ranked amongst the island's best photographers. His love of vintage photography fuels his passion as he captures emotion in every image. And then lastly, we have Kareem Brooks, born to a mother who loved cooking and a father known for his intricate costume masterpieces. Choosing to pursue his love and passion in the art of cooking was no difficult task for Kareem Brooks. Each plate thoughtfully put together is an experience for the eyes and taste buds. Now, there's one thing, Kareem, you did not mention here. You were born to a mother who loved cooking and a father known for intricate custom masterpieces. But you forgot to mention, where were you born, Kareem?
On the beautiful island of St. Martin, of course.
Fantastic. So I just thought you were visiting on a cruise ship, but you are born here.
I'm from right here.
All right, great, great. We love you. We love you. I'm just messing around a bit. So let's talk a little bit about why you are here today, so the listeners have an idea. We're talking about vision and voice. Now, last year, as I've mentioned, about roughly a year ago, because we were talking about this off air, you had the first vision and voice event. Tell us a little bit about what this vision and voice event was all about last year, and we continue from there. Who would like to talk about this first? Who has the floor first?
Malaika.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Malaika, you have the floor.
This is the funniest thing. These guys always make me talk, and their excuse is, oh, but you're the voice. Anyways, vision and voice came about because initially Cameron and myself spoke quite often about collaborating on an event. We both had our first events on our own. Cameron had his photography exhibition, and then I launched the series of concerts, The Journey to Me. But I admire his art as a photographer. I dabble in photography myself. and we always wanted to do something together. So Cameron came to me. He was like, it's about time. Like, let's just get this cracking. Let's do something. Mm-hmm. So we were looking for creative names, and then Vision, because of his photography, and Voice, because of my singing, came about. And then we merged this image that everybody talks about. We merged our two faces. Then when I was planning my first event in 2016, mm-hmm. I stumbled across Kareem's Instagram when he was still studying in France. And I didn't know if he was based over there or here. And I'm like, I need someone to cater for one of my events.
Okay.
So, you know, us being St. Martinas, you need food. And I told Cameron about Kareem. And that's how we brought him on board, like later down in the planning process.
Right.
But he had his, like, he made his presence known and brought superb ideas into the planning process. And mm-hmm. it was like he was there from the beginning, you know. It's just his picture was not on the poster, but he really brought that plus to the event, like that high end plus, you know, touch that we needed. So, and then, you know, I just had my rehearsals with my band. Cameron had the tough time task of deciding which pictures he would actually put out mm-hmm. there.
Right.
And then Kareem admitted the other day during an interview that Vision and Voice was actually the first event where he had to cater for that amount of persons.
Wow.
There were more than 300 persons in the room, and he had to do salted snacks and sweet snacks. So it was a challenge for us all. We really were not expecting that amount of persons mm-hmm. to turn out. We were really blown away. We still are up to today when we look at the pictures and, mm-hmm. you know, we're trying to fix little glitches that we had last year. We keep saying, okay, but we have 300 persons. Okay, but we have 300 persons. Like,
right.
So that's where it came about. It was just an idea, and then seeing it come to reality and being able to make it an annual event, because this is what we're aiming for, which is why we're doing it the third weekend of March again. It's just wonderful to see something you have in your head come to life.
I could fully imagine, you know, because for the fact that, as you said, you were speaking to Cameron before about this, and you could say, well, fair enough, you talk about it, but then, you know, with all the odds around the elements, you say, you know mm-hmm. what, thank you so much, Malaika, really a great idea, but we know how it is, it might not work. Mm-hmm. But you pushed through. And you had it last year, 2018, despite the fact of, you know, the challenges that we were all facing yeah. just coming out of the hurricane, you know, a year after. And to have such a successful event with over 300 persons, you know, I really have to say congratulations and such, because I've seen the photos on Facebook produced by Cameron, and it was beautiful from what I saw. So I really, really commend you on that, Malaika, for pushing through on that. Cameron, what about you? Talk to us.
Yeah, it was a really great experience for me as well. Uh-huh. Like they said, I always have a hard time picking which pictures and knowing how many pictures. So that's always where I get stuck. But once I figure out what I want to do, then it's pretty much smooth sailing from there. Mm. But the event itself was really, I don't want to say mind blowing, because that's like, I think of that emoji where the top of the head of the emoji is blowing up. But I was really shocked and appreciative of how many people came out to support us. Mm. As artists, firstly, because sometimes we feel like art doesn't get the appreciation locally that it deserves. Mm-hmm. So to be local and to be artists and to have that much people come out to support us, it was really, really, like big for us.
You know, as you say that, Cameron, I just want to just home in on that a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, that art don't get so much that recognition on St. Martin. Mm-hmm. And that is really a pity when you think about it, because of the various type of art forms. Mm-hmm. There are such powerful and beautiful art forms on the island, including what you do, photography, including what you do, Malaika, in terms of music, and Kareem, you know, the culinary arts. Yeah. And it's really a pity that some people don't recognize that, because if we were to recognize that, St. Martin would be, for instance, in the Caribbean with our geographical position, maybe even self the hub where persons definitely, come to for definitely. Such, you know?
And just because you mentioned hub,
right.
That's what we want to turn Vision and Voice into, because we recently created a page just for Vision and Voice.
Right.
And it's just three of us now as the hosting artists, but we want to in the future make it a hub for other artists.
Yeah.
So maybe next year I won't even be a part of it. It'll be Malaika, Kareem, and another photographer. So we want to bring people in and make vision and voice a hub for artistry in general.
Right. Very, very powerful. And that's actually having vision, as you're thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Vision for, you know, keeping it going and expanding it.
Yeah.
Because as I'm speaking now to all three of you, and I'm thinking about the combination of those two V's, V and V, vision and voice, persons will think at the end of the day, but what does vision have to do with voice? You know, what is that all about? But just thinking about that whole creative aspect of what you've put together, mm-hmm. I really find, honestly speaking, that is just very off the chain. So super creative, because mm-hmm. you're going to come and you're going to be looking at, you know, your photography and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it could be somebody just speaking to you and say, well, here you have photography created by Cameron. And if you look over here, et cetera, but that's a voice telling you, but yeah. you're hearing the music and, mm-hmm. and you're eating.
Yep.
Powerful. Kareem, let's talk to you a little bit here.
Yes.
Okay. What I think I'm going to do, so that basically we have a nice flow with your microphone, because it's on the stand there, we're going to, when you finish speak, we'll just give it to you so that you can pass it across.
Okay.
So, Kareem, you're hearing these two wonderful people talk about where they're at and where they're going for next year. What about you? What are your thoughts?
Well, I definitely plan on sticking with them where events are concerned.
Yes, I think you better do, because you want good food in there.
So, for me, it was a very first. Like Malaika said, catering for so much persons.
Yeah.
So it was very first for me. Yeah. And Malaika singing, Cameron taking pictures. I was like, where can you mix the both of them together?
Right.
Where cooking is concerned. So when she asked me, it wasn't just... I just want you to come and cater, and then you just serve the food. She actually wanted me to be a part of the whole look of the actual show. So it was something new for me. And to be very honest, I absolutely enjoyed it and just excited to see what this is going to bring. Well, for the guests to see what we are going to bring this year.
I'm super excited. I really want to see what this is going to be like on the 23rd of March. So in the next few weeks. So this is what we're looking for, ladies and gentlemen, as I'm speaking today here on 102.7 Love and Inspiration. My special guests are the following persons: Malaika Maxwell, born here on St. Martin. And she basically, you know, from a young age, started into music. And today she's doing something amazing also with Cameron Hyman, who is one of... You would say he's among those top-ranked photographers on the island. And then Kareem Brooks, who's one of those top chefs, that I still have to taste his food. And then maybe on Sunday afternoons, I'll say I ate food from my wife and I ate food from Kareem. Something like that. Now, Malaika, my dear, going back a little bit into your music career, can you share with the listeners a little bit about the type of music you sing so that they have an idea of who you are?
Well, I like to say, once I can read it, I'll sing it. And once I can understand what's being said as well. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily stay stuck on the genre. I love reggae, I love soul, I love R&B, I love neo soul, I love Caribbean music, I love zouk, I love dancehall. You know, it's not necessarily the genre.
Okay.
It's as long as I can get something across to you, an emotion, a message, an experience, that's where the choice of the songs come from. I generally, when we're putting up a set list together, my background singers on my right and left hand.
Okay.
So I run my ideas through them first, because as artists, we can get a bit crazy and we always need somebody to be like, okay, that's enough for this one and you can use this for the next idea. But I generally have a storyline, and according to that storyline, I would choose songs. I have a set list in my computer today that has probably like 200 songs in it, entitled Songs I Want to Sing.
Okay.
And when I have events coming up, then I would go in there and be like, okay, what works with the emotion that I'm trying to get across this time? What works with the mood that I want to get across this time? And, you know, 2018 was a time where everyone just needed to relax and to find themselves, more or less. And I was surfing on the wave of the series of concerts called The Journey to Me that I have been doing, which are basically the different stages that a woman goes through in her life until she realizes herself as a woman.
Okay.
So the songs were very much about, you know, the different stages you go through, being a little girl, being aware of your body, being aware of how men look at you, your first love, your first heartbreak, your first, okay, I'm going to be fine. You know, so it was a lot of that as well. And a lot of uplifting and speaking about, you know, the part that Christ plays in my life as well. And this time for this Vision and Voice, we're giving you a little idea of what we're going to be doing. The hint are the baby pictures. We're just going to leave it at that. But I think people are really going to enjoy the music part of this as well as the other art forms. But with the set list that I put together with my band, we're really going to take you on a musical journey and make you remember certain things because of music has this power of, oh, I heard this song. Oh, I remember, you know, like that time I was with this person in this place and this is how I felt. So that's the vibe that we want to get across with that. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of different genres throughout the night. We have a dance floor, so wear shoes that you can dance in because we really just want people to have fun. Karim is laughing because I insisted on this dance floor this year.
I see.
We were in there and I was like, we need to fix these chairs so we can have a dance floor.
All right. Sounds really, really, really good. And I'm happy that you shared with the listeners somewhat a bit of your musical background and what really inspires you to sing what you sing.
I follow a lot of different newsletters. So every day I get a certain amount of things that I read. One of the books that I have been reading and I've restarted reading as well is from a local author. Okay. Her name is Aya. She has this book where you, like every morning you have affirmations and it's very inspirational. And just knowing that it's someone that I can see when I'm buying my apples at the supermarket gives it an extra attractiveness to it, I would say. And, you know, I can't mention like one book in particular because I read so many different things.
Right.
And then I would be driving down the street and hear a song on the radio passing in a car. And I'd be like, okay, I need to remember these lyrics because I need to look up this song because I like what this is being said, what's is being said at that particular moment.
I see. Well, that's really powerful because then at the end of the day, what you do go and sing is very meaningful. And as you said before, music has a way of, you know, for every individual, speaks to every individual in a specific way. You know, I always say this, music is like, you know, what it would do for Cameron, it would not do the same for me.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's music is like a secret PIN code, you know, like you have your bank code and you go and you punch it in. So it has an effect on every individual in a specific way. I love it. I love it already. Cameron, just hearing from you, as we heard a little bit about Malaika's Parson getting into music. Now, were you always a photographer, Cameron?
No, I wasn't always a photographer. I can remember anytime I traveled, I would always take a lot of pictures on my phone and such, but never had an idea or thought of being an actual photographer.
I see. Because you studied what, actually, as a professional?
I studied accounting and finance.
Accounting and finance.
Yes.
And you're not doing accounting and finance today?
I am not doing accounting and finance.
And would you want to go back to accounting and finance?
I do not want to go back to accounting and finance.
But that's good money. Okay. So please do. I would say still do encourage persons out there for accounting and finance.
Oh, definitely. It's not a knock on the major or the subject. It's just what you love, basically. So there are some people who are definitely passionate about accounting and finance. And if that's your passion, then you should definitely go for it. But for me, it was more something that I was just good at. So I was doing it. But when I found the thing that I was passionate about, then just being good at something isn't enough to keep you in it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're being honest at the end of the day, and that's the most important thing. And today, of course, we see your work. And I have to say to you, Cameron, you know, for persons who may not know your work, you do such amazing photography.
Thank you.
I know you have, you're welcome. You have other good friends who are also my good friends too. Elvis Harrigan.
Yes.
And also Kerwin.
Kerwin.
Yeah. And they do great stuff as much as, you know, we have the well-experienced guys of the years back who do also great stuff. But tell us a little bit about your photography, Cameron, because last year I saw on the Facebook the amazing photography that you displayed. Tell us a little bit about your photography. What is it that you really focus on? Because I read something about vintage photography and I'm not sure what that is.
Almost in line with what Malaika said, that music can take you back to a certain place.
Uh-huh.
Even today, I was listening to a story on Instagram from a photographer who I follow.
Right.
And he's basically saying two things, that first of all, photography sort of shapes people's perception of people. So if you're constantly seeing, for example, Black women in a certain light, mm-hmm. in photography, that kind of shapes your perception of those women.
Right.
And what he also says is that we now have a responsibility to not portray people in negative lights, mm-hmm. so to speak. And that's what I really try to focus on when I'm doing my photography, is focus on how am I,
mm-hmm. go ahead.
How am I portraying these people? Because if you're taking a picture and, for example, during a photo shoot, if you're upset, it projects in your photography.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, let's just say, quote unquote, sexualizing your model,
mm-hmm.
it comes out in the photography.
Right.
So I just really try to make sure that what I'm feeling is mm-hmm. in a good vibe, and now I'm focusing on what I'm portraying in my photography. And the reason that I love vintage photography is because it's raw and it's real, and you see pictures from the 80s
mm-hmm.
and it gives you so much life.
Right.
And you see pictures that are more modern and you just kind of just breeze past it,
mm-hmm.
because people are so caught up in what camera, what lights, the post-production of mm-hmm. the pictures. So pictures are more an okay picture that mm-hmm. you do a lot of work on in post-production. So that kind of takes away from the essence of the photography
to me.
So for me, I try to do 90% of my work in camera in that moment. And when the moment is captured, if I need to tweak certain things in terms of lighting, or there's a garbage bin in the background that right. I need to remove, that can happen after. But the moment has to be perfect.
I see.
And I get that from vintage photography. So that's why a lot of the photographers who I study or emulate are older type of photographers.
I see. And of course, that's very interesting that you said that, Cameron, because you are a young man. You're not 21, are you?
No, I'm not 21.
Okay. But you said it before.
Yeah, I'm 29.
29.
Yeah.
And why I'm emphasizing on that is because even as a young person, you are looking at these experiences, mm-hmm. persons of in photography who actually is really giving you those brilliant ideas on what you do today.
Yeah.
And I can say for the listeners to know out there, and they can look you up on Facebook, I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure, that the way how you focus on your photography is just amazing. You capture the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at it very carefully, and how you focus on one element of the person,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the background faded. Mm-hmm. It's powerful.
Thank you.
Definitely powerful. I love it. Kareem,
yes.
What can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your wonderful chef expertise self?
Okay, so I've been cooking for about 8 years.
Okay.
Professionally.
Right.
I've been cooking home with my mom and so on. So when my brothers would come in the kitchen and just be like, is the food ready? I would come in the kitchen and be like, can I help you cook?
Uh-huh.
So that's where I really started, where I gained the passion to want to cook. Now, what I try to do with my food is that I don't just want persons to just purchase my food and just eat it. And then it's like, okay, I have a belly full and it's done. When you're finished eating my food, I want you to be thinking about it tomorrow, the day after that, and next week. And it's the same way for Cameron's photography, how he wants to, that when you watch the picture, it actually takes you places. For example, same way with Malaika singing. When I cook and like when you see the presentation of the food, I want you to just be taken back by how it looks. And then when you taste it, it's like something totally different.
Uh-huh.
I remember when studying in Paris, we watched this documentary of this restaurant.
Yeah.
And in the restaurant is like this big white room. And once you're in there, it has nothing. All the lights are off, every single thing. And once the food comes, the whole place just lights up. And the message that they try to portray is that they want you to just focus on the food and what you eat from the food. You have to try and envision what you're feeling and what you're seeing.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of where I want to go with the food. And that's basically where I...
Fantastic. I love it already. So I'm pretty sure on the 23rd of March, persons will be able to experience that way.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now, I have a very interesting question for three of you, because there are so many people following this interview right now, not only here in St. Martin, but overseas. And Cameron already mentioned how old he is. Just for persons to get an idea, because Cameron, Kareem, maybe they might be thinking you're maybe 39 or something, so experience. So how old are you, Kareem?
I'm 22.
22?
23 in the next 2 months. And I started my actual business, Chef B's, at the age of 20. Yeah.
At the age of 20?
Yeah.
Wow. And you're happy?
Yeah, because I always told myself, like Cameron said, if you're going to do something, make sure it's something that you're going to enjoy waking up to do. And I always said, it's not that I don't want to be an employee, for example, and no offense to no employees, because there are some employees that enjoy what they do. But I just want to be able to wake up and go to an environment where I'm just like, geez, I'm just happy to be here. Like, I don't have to wake up and be like, oh man, I gotta go work. I want to wake up and be like, is it time to work yet? Like, in that sense. And just wake up and like put smiles on the faces of persons, my clients, and so on. So
right. And also fill their bellies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that always goes a long way, right? Okay. And I know the message that you just gave goes a very long way to the young persons who are listening, because they're also young people who listen to the program. Yeah. And Malaika, my dear, you know, these gentlemen here, 29, 22, and Malaika.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say that I'm no longer in my 20s.
Okay. All right. Yes. Good.
No, I'm fine with giving my age. I'm 33. I've been doing this since the age of 3. The first time I actually sang in public, I was 3 years old for a concert that my dad was organizing. So I've been doing this for quite some time. A lot of years as a background singer. And since 2015, I really launched myself as a lead singer, doing my own productions on my own.
Fantastic. Well, my wonderful folks who are here with me in the studio, now the time has come for you guys to share what's coming up on the 23rd, because persons now have gotten a really great idea of who you are. And in particular, persons listening overseas. So, you know, when they come to St. Martin, they don't want to go on a tour. They don't want to see basically what it looks like over St. Bay. They just want to find Cameron, they want to find Kareem, and they want to find Malaika, right?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the 23rd of March, the sequel, Vision and Voice, the sequel. What's coming up?
And the both of them just look at me like, you gonna go ahead?
Right.
So March 23rd, the Vision and Voice, the sequel, so the follow-up to last year's edition. We're keeping what's good and we're building on what needs to be built on, basically. So you're still gonna have the three art forms, the live band with myself and my musicians. Shout out to Leo, Wilkie, Mikey, Sean, we have two Seans in the band, Shakia and Sherlyn. So we're going to be doing two sets of 1 hour, just like the last time. They're going to be split up during the evening.
Okay.
Cameron is going to have his art spread out in the main room. And then Kangim is going to have his buffet set up. So you get two complimentary platters with your ticket. Whether you got an early bird ticket or a regular ticket, or you purchased your ticket at the door, your food is included. So okay. You get salt snacks and you get dessert after. Mm. We're starting off the evening this time with a cocktail hour. We want to do things a little differently because last year people were standing in line very long to get inside. Mm. So we're asking everyone to come out at 7 p.m. to experience the cocktail hour. That's the time when you get to see Cameron's art. You get to see who's there. You get to take pictures. You know, you get to get your first plate of salted snacks. So all of that goes on during the cocktail hour from 7 to 8.
Right.
The concert starts at 8 p.m. So be there before 8 if you want to get your salt snacks. Let me just make that one clear.
Okay.
So 8 p.m. the concert starts off. I'm going to do the first set with my band. Then we take a break. You get the chance to go around and see the rest of the photography if you didn't get to see everything that's, you know, spread out in the room. Mm. And you also get your suite buffet. So that's the second platter that's given by Karine that's also included in your ticket.
Okay.
There's going to be a bar so you can get drinks. You know, there's, and then during the second half of the concert, that's when the dance floor is going to open up.
I see.
Yes, we have a dance floor. The idea is that at the end of this evening, we have everyone up on their feet dancing. If you've ever attended any of my events, I'm very much interactive with the crowd. I don't like people to just come and sit and listen and be like, oh, you have a nice voice and your musicians are awesome.
Okay.
I want people to, I go up to your face with my microphone. I generally always have a wireless microphone. I ask people to dance. I ask people to share their experiences. I ask people to sing along with me. And the funny thing is that I see a lot of people who keep coming to the events and who keep bringing on other people with them. And they'd be like, watch out now, because Malaika has come up to people and like just put them on the spot. But it's all about really having fun. So that's how the evening is going to be, you know, broken down. You, there are going to be seats you can sit. There are going to be high boys if you want to just stand because you want to dance all night.
Okay.
That's fine. So that's the general idea. We still have some little surprises. We're not going to reveal everything.
Okay, of course.
I have two guest artists that are coming on with me this year. Mm-hmm. I know that Karine is also going to be collaborating with another person that just recently launched their company as well. And I know that Cameron, where his art is concerned, like the way he's going to be displaying it is different from what we did last year as well. So the evening is going to run from 7 p.m. to around 11, including dancing time. I just really want to insist on that. We have some wonderful persons collaborating with us. I really, really have to thank Dr. Fire Entertainment. They do our sound and lights. They did an amazing job with the room last year. Mm-hmm. Denisa Webster did our layout last year. This year we have Tasana Avanturin, who's collaborating with us.
Okay.
Because we really pull resources from everybody that we know that are here on island. We have some companies that have already pledged to help us. We have Exquisite Designs and Decorations, which is Jelani Fleming, another really young entrepreneur
that's
doing
really
an awesome job on the island. We have DLJ, which is Dion Gums as well, who has pledged to help us out. He did it last year as well. We have Peter Gittens, who helped us out last year on a personal note and who's planning to do it again this year. Sign 999 that helped us with some free posters they did for us last year, and they also pledged to do some prints for us this year. I don't think I'm forgetting anybody that has so far said that, you know, we're going to be there, we're going to support you. And then just our followers as well, people are sharing or liking or commenting or sending in videos to tell us, well, hey, we were there last year and we're coming back again this year.
Great.
So like Cameron said, and I really just want to insist on this, this is not about Cameron, Karim, and Malaika. This is really about art. Mm-hmm. And as much as we can find ways to bring in people who have the same mindset as us where art is concerned, because we're all very much perfectionist in each one of our departments. And it's very funny to see it play out, because as much as in rehearsal, I can stay stuck on an 8-count bar for an hour because that's not how I want it to sound. As much as Karim can stay there fidgeting with a leaf because it's not going in the direction he wants it to go, or that Cameron would be like, this light is not working for me. We got to move this from here to put it there. I don't want blue lights. I want white lights. I don't want it this high. I want, you know, and it's really cool when you surround yourself with people who have the same mindset as you where that is concerned. Mm. To also shout out some other people who are helping us, which are our ticket outlets. They were just like, bring them along. We have no problem. There's Inglot at the Miss Lally's Commercial Center. There's Beauty Lounge in Concordia and Hashtag Boutique in Marigold. These are all people that, you know, we've used their services. Karim is a chef, but he's also very much into pageantry. So, you know, Inglot is one of the top makeup places on the island. Mm-hmm. They've done makeup for myself as well. Mm-hmm. Cameron has had to work with them for his models. So they're all people that we're connected to. It's also owned by a young business owner from St. Martin.
Right.
Beauty Lounge is the same. Deanne does a lot of my makeup, and Hashtag, because people keep asking me, where do I get my clothes? Ashtag is one of the stores where I purchase a lot of my performance clothing.
Nice.
So we were like, you know, these are people that support us one way or the other. And they we're going to continue. We're going to be there for you. So we just wanted to really thank them.
Well, you've done an awesome job in doing that. And, you know, at the end of the day, it goes to show you how collaboration makes such a big difference. Mm-hmm. It's not about competition. It's not about basically trying to put somebody down, but it's about the collaboration. And a wonderful thing that I'm really proud of all three of you, you're young persons here in St. Martin, and you do an amazing job. You are inspiring other young people, not only other young people, but persons out there who have not really had that in them, or maybe they're trying to, but they're like, they take a little step and then they go back. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work. It's going to fail. But what you're doing is really, really, you know, empowering persons out there. And I'm pretty sure for those who are listening overseas, you never know. They might say, hey, you guys want to do a vision and voice somewhere in New York or Africa?
New York is actually my second home.
Oh, so yeah, there we go. All right.
Yeah, Cameron is taking us.
Yeah, Cameron is taking you. So. Okay, so you're going to take me so I can do an interview with you over there too?
No problem.
I really love it. So tell us once again, as we round off Malaika, where can persons purchase their tickets, and what's the price per ticket before the event on the 23rd?
So regular tickets, we say regular because we had a certain limited amount of early bird tickets that have all sold out.
Right.
The regular tickets are $30. The $30 gets you into the concert, the exhibition, and gives you access to the salt and sweet buffet. You have to purchase your drinks if you would like to drink from the bar that's going to be there. The event kicks off at 7 p.m. From 7 to 8, there's the cocktail hour. So you get to see the first set of art, you know, mingle and take your pictures. And the concert kicks off at 8 p.m. We're going to be closing the doors after a certain time because as an artist, it's also distracting when people are just walking in. So that's why we put this cocktail hour before to give people ample time to get in, get settled in their seats. Tickets are available at Inglot, at the Miss Lally's Commercial Center, at Beauty Lounge in Concordia, and at Hashtag Boutique in Marigold. If you go to our Facebook pages, Vision and Voice SXM, you will find videos directing you to these three different ticket outlets.
Okay.
You can message us via the page because Cameron, Kahim, and myself also have tickets. Some of the band members will have tickets as well. You know, we have friends that are always going to take tickets from us to mm-hmm. sell. Just once you message our page, we'll be able to connect you with someone. But we're really trying to encourage people to just go to the ticket outlets. Right. It's going to be a lot simpler for everyone and for you, because mm-hmm. if I don't have a ticket in my hand at that moment, mm-hmm. you might yeah. not be able to get
one. Of course. Right.
And, you know, connect to our social media. Cameron is on Facebook, on Instagram as well. So is Kahim, and so am I. And yeah, the phone numbers are on the bottom of the flyer. There's two French numbers, 0690-367799. 0690-778858, and a Dutch number, which is 5270096. Email us at visionandvoicesxm@gmail.com. But just social media, it goes the quickest. You can get to any one of us. We're all connected to it.
Fantastic. That sounds really amazing. And ladies and gentlemen, you've heard where you can purchase the tickets for Vision and Voice, the sequel, taking place on the 23rd of March. And that's at the Bellaire Community Center
yes.
here on the southern side of the island. And it's going to be really powerful. And my final question, I would like to ask you two final questions before we round off is, you know, looking at your wonderful pictures here, because the one that you did last year, the first Vision and Voice, is beautiful, amazing. You know, there's an intertwined photo of Cameron's face and your face. And I know you don't have beards, but I see Cameron have beards, and then all of a sudden you have beards. But that was really powerful. And then I see this one this year. I see three baby pictures. I see one of you, Malaika, and then I see Cameron here, and then Kareem. Sitting in his chair.
Like a king.
Yeah. Wow. Whose idea was this?
I can't really remember where it came from, but it was during one of our crazy brainstorming meetings. And it's just because we're going to be taking people back a bit throughout this event. And we're just cute babies as well. So we figured, hey, just use our pictures.
Absolutely.
But it's a hint as to what's going to be going down in the evening. And we all love black and white photography as well. This is why most of our promo material is done in black and white.
Right. And that explains the vintage actually too, right?
That adds to the vintage.
Yes, right. It makes a lot of sense. And you know, as I think about it, and before I came here and I was, you know, printing it off, I showed my wife on the computer. I said, wait a second, look at this. All three of them, babies here, so young, never know that today they'll be on radio talking later on this afternoon. And then I looked at a today picture of Malaika, all dressed lovely, and Kareem there, sharp, and then you got Cameron there, like a bodybuilder. And I was like, oh, what is this? Wow, wonderful. And now seeing you even self here too, Malaika, I never realized you were that tall.
Yes, I am quite tall.
Yeah.
I am quite tall without my heels.
Without her heels. So there you go. We have to look up to Malaika, right, guys? Definitely.
Not completely.
Well, pulling you like, we really, really had some great fun today on the show. And I'm really happy to have all three of you. As we close off, any encouraging words to our listeners out there? The floor is yours as we close off.
Why do you keep doing that?
Okay, I just want to say that we should... Oh, my phone just died. Sorry, everybody who was watching it live. To keep supporting art. I've seen art like locally take a lot of people places. And I feel like if we continue giving it support and if we had more support... we could go a lot more further as an artist community here on the island.
All right. Thank you, Cameron.
So my message to the radio listeners would be mostly for the young ones, even the older ones that have never followed their dreams. Just push through to whatever you want to do. You know, as long as you love it, then it's worth it. So just go head on for it. And side note, just make sure you're there on the 23rd because it's just going to be amazing.
Lit.
All right, it's going to be lit. We're not lighting the place up.
Yes.
It's just lit.
Karim stole my idea, but yeah, it was just to encourage everyone to follow their dreams. You never know where it can take you. You never know where it can lead you. And you never know how you can impact someone by just following your dreams. And of course, get your tickets for Vision and Voice. March 23rd is going to be awesome.
All right. Great stuff. I'm so really happy to have all three of you here on the show. And, you know, we were talking about this off air, but I'm so super proud also to have Cameron. Cameron was one of my students back at University of St. Martin when I started teaching back in 2011.
Did he behave?
He did, actually.
Well behaved.
No, he was well behaved. And he was always an inquisitive, right? I said it correctly. Mm-hmm. Student and worked hard. And I enjoyed talking with Cameron. He was always a person who was very respectful. So I can tell you that. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a respectful young man. But I'm really happy to have all three of you. I'm just going to do quickly the love and inspiration prayer for you and for you, Yvette. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these three wonderful young people here on the show today. Cameron, Malaika, and Kareem. Lord, thank you for speaking to their hearts and bringing this wonderful idea to fruition today, which is called Vision and Voice. And now it's the sequel that they're having on the 23rd of March, 2019 at the Bel Air Community Center. Father, may you continue to bless each and every one of them and what they do as their ministry. In Jesus' name, we ask that it will be, and we already declare and decree that it's going to be a successful event on the 23rd of March, 2019. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, guys, thank you for being on here and talking about what Malaika said a while ago. Have yourself a blessed one. I am going home now to my sweetheart, and I'll have a lovely Sunday evening. I hope you will too. Bye-bye for now.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.